This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I'm getting hundreds of phone calls and thousands of emails of support from listeners after the false charges attacks, kind of following the whole Me Too movement, have finally been leveled against us because they finally found some folks that would bear false witness. And I feel really good. I feel honored to be in this position, to be attacked by Hillary Clinton, by her lawyer. That's who's filed this suit. And I know the truth's going to come out because we just so happened to have documented, because we figured this was going on in the closing days before these individuals left. So they have certainly stepped in a bear trap. But first, let's go to this critical report. We'll be back with, has Trump betrayed the Second Amendment? There have been shootings where clearly the people do it by themselves. There's also shootings where I can play a CNN clips where, well, more cops got shot. They need to do more to stop police violence. That's why they're getting killed. You know, they deserve it. When Congressman Scalise got shot, Wolf Blitzer had a guest on going, well, the guy was a hero that did it. You know, he wasn't a bad guy. And Blitzer's like, okay, I agree, yeah.
I just want to let people know that he wasn't evil, that he was, I guess, tired of some of the politics that are going on.
That's what we just heard. Perhaps he wasn't evil, just tired of the politics.
Though the day of the event, we start seeing local stations and Texas stations that were there to cover Major League Baseball interviewing students going, there's multiple shooters, and Cruz was with me, he wasn't shooting, and then I get a guest on, they say it, he knows other people we get in contact with say it. Imagine then you don't cover it because you don't want to be called a conspiracy theorist. That just means going and talking to the locals and seeing what really happened instead of whatever the national news in D.C. or New York or L.A. says. And that's what's crazy. But see, they can't say, oh, Jones is bad. He interviewed students and said there were multiple shooters and showed local newscasts saying the same thing and that the sheriff stood down. No. You can't go up against that. So you go, Alex Jones is to be banned on YouTube, Google. Thank God. Washington Times said, thank God. Glenn Beck says, thank God. News Corps says, thank God. Let's go ahead and go to Glenn Beck. Washed up, half his audience, Democrat operative, Judas Gub. He goes and falls on his sword on mainstream media. That's what he does. He goes and falls on his sword. He gets pushed by Twitter, Facebook, everybody, force-fed. Lavish with corporate sponsorship. He goes on, falls on his sword, says conservatives are frauds, what he does. And then he misrepresents what I said about 9/11, about everything. Because I said there was a stand-down, Saudi Arabia, all that's come out in the 28 pages. But he misrepresents that, and then he misrepresents the rest. Here it is.
We're frequently accused of spreading conspiracy theories about Obama and about liberals, which is why I want to know what you make of the conspiracy theories this week, these attacks against the students in Florida. Why do people embrace this kind of conspiracy theory thinking?
Okay, so let's talk about conspiracy theories, because again, this is a left and right kind of thing.
Look at the conversation.
If you remember, Scripps Howard did a Scripps Howard did a poll in 2006, and they asked the question, how likely is it that people in the federal government either assisted in the 9/11 attacks or took no action because they wanted war in the Middle East? 22% said very likely. 22% of Democrats said very likely. 28% said somewhat likely. So that's more than half of Democrats thought that Bush was involved in the 9/11 conspiracy. So conspiracy, and by the way, the person who was behind that conspiracy is the same guy behind a lot of these conspiracies, Alex Jones.
And then they can't actually say, we need to shut it down. They played local newscasts saying multiple shooters and the police stood down. And they're also saying CNN had fake town halls. That's confirmed. And the crowd goes, burn her, of handpicked people. They're saying, kill the NRA, burn people, murder them, shoot them, they're murderers. And all we're doing is going, gee, they all admit they're in an ad thing and they're all in PR and they admit that in BuzzFeed. And it's like, shut up, you said that no one died. See, it's like I say, you know, I want to live like Venezuela. Shut up, you're a Nazi, you want to live under Hitler. I'm like, no, I said I want to live under communism. So see, they always play these games, and only because we're not paying attention do they keep having success.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Gentlemen, we're live. We're broadcasting worldwide. And I've got a lot of news to cover today. We've got the mainstream media launching their big fake news story, trying to take me down with absolute fake headlines about Alex Jones accused of sexual assault and Alex Jones accused of grooming male and female employees for sex. And Alex Jones accused of his office having Nazi tennis shoes. I mean, and it's Hillary Rodham Clinton's former lawyer that's filed all this. And I feel really good about this. I feel bad for the people that got induced to say these things. And I feel bad for some of the crew that got put into the whole timeline to make it sound more plausible as, I guess, kind of extras in the whole fiction production. But I actually feel really good about this because they went over the top. They bit off way more than they can chew, and we've got amazing documentation. But I'm going to leave a lot of that for court. But coming up towards the bottom of the hour, I'm going to make a statement on this and go through some of the facts. Before we go any further, people are going crazy. Is Trump getting ready to gut the Second Amendment? And he's made some statements that I don't like. And I've been saying this for about a week, and the statements are getting worse and worse and worse. But we've seen this tactic before from the president to sound reasonable, knowing the Democrats will put forward a bill calling for total gun ban, just like they did with the whole DREAM Act. And so I think that's what Trump's doing. That's why they hate him. That's why they want to remove him. They're trying to destroy anybody that's connected to him. But I thought, since I mentioned this report yesterday, that I would go to this now, at least part of it. It's been edited together by some great folks called Galactic Service on YouTube, taking an interview I did with Joe Rogan a year ago and putting it together. And now everything that I talked about in there is what Elon Musk is talking about. It's in the New York Times today. The sublime and the scary future of cameras with AI brains, cameras hooked to AI. They're already all hooked into the Google and the rest of it. That is AI. So this is what the globalists believe. They believe that they're doing this whole off-world situation and all this craziness. And just a year ago, it sounded crazy. Now it's mainstream news. I thought I'd play an excerpt of this. Here it is from the Joe Rogan Experience.
I want to tell you guys the big enchilada.
Okay,
please,
let's hear it.
The big enchilada.
I have to wear these headphones.
What do you know about aliens? Are aliens real?
This is really big. So.
Okay.
The question is, what does Donald Trump know about aliens?
Oh, yeah. What does he know now, right? Because he's in the office.
I don't know.
That would be the first thing I did. I would run to the office, and I'd go, who's got the alien documents? Who's got them?
All right, let me give you my best, please. Deep research approximation. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to give you the biggest shot. Joe, there are aliens in this room right now.
For real?
Yeah, you're not of this world, bro.
Me?
You're the alien.
Oh, wow, I didn't know.
Well, here's what the elite believe, and let me be very clear because the media will take this out of context. I only go with what I can prove.
Oh, thank you.
And people can't even handle that. There's armies. We're fighting a pedophile conspiracy, but beyond that, it's a vampire conspiracy in that they are interdimensionally sucking the essence of our youth.
Right.
And they believe they're possessed by an off-world entity.
They do?
Yeah, and then, Joe, I've been on air 22 years. I don't get into aliens, metaphysical, religion, any of that. I've studied the elite, and I've also communicated with a lot of the top people. And if you want to know, I will actually break down right now the best knowledge right now what's happening on the planet.
What's happening?
The elite are all about transcendence and living forever and the secrets of the universe, and they want to know all this. Some are good, some are bad, some are a mix. But the good ones don't ever want to organize. The bad ones tend to want to organize because they lust after power. Powerful consciousnesses don't want to dominate other people. They want to empower them, so they don't tend to get together until things are really late in the game. Then they come together. Evil's always defeated because good is so much stronger. And we're on this planet, and Einstein's physics showed it, Max Planck's physics showed it, all there's at least 12 dimensions. And now that's why all the top scientists and billionaires are coming out saying it's a false hologram. It is artificial. The computers are scanning it and finding tension points where it's artificially projected and gravity's bleeding in to this universe. That's what they call dark matter. So we're like a thought or a dream that's a wisp in some computer program, some God's mind, whatever. They're proving it all. It's all coming out. Now, there's like this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension that's just turned over to the most horrible things is what it resonates to. And it's trying to get up into the third dimension that's just a basic level consciousness to launch into the next levels. And our species is already way up in the fifth, sixth dimension, consciously, our best people. But there's this big war trying to, like, basically destroy humanity because humanity has free will, and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing using human technology to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, which is kind of like a false transmission because they're thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up. And so Google was set up 18, 19 years ago. I knew about this before it was declassified. I'm just saying I have good sources. That they wanted to build a giant artificial system, and Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity with billions of people wired into it with the internet of things. And so all of our thoughts go into it, and we're actually building a computer that has real neurons in real time that's also psychically connected to us that are organic creatures so that they will have current prediction powers, future prediction powers, a true crystal ball. But the big secret is, once you have a crystal ball and know the future, you can add stimuli beforehand and make decisions that control the future. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0 in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, delivering it to us, not in some PKD wirehead system where we plug in and give up on consciousness because of unlimited pleasure, but because we were already wired in and absorbed before we knew it by giving over our consciousness to the system by our daily decisions that it was able to manipulate and control into a larger system. There's now a human counterstrike taking place to shut this off before it gets fully into place and to block these systems and to try to have an actual debate about where humanity goes and cut off the pedophiles and psychic vampires that are control of this AI system before humanity's destroyed.
How'd the pedophiles get in control of AI?
Well, the pedophiles at whatever level.
They rule.
The devil, whatever you want to call it, this interdimensional thing that gives them advanced off-world technology, the fallen one that's not of this world, is giving them advanced knowledge.
What?
On how to construct
about?
These
what
systems
is that
have already been used before on other populations.
What?
Is that Satan?
But what are you
that's
talking
Satan.
About?
That's Satan.
Just, you're
well,
saying
Satan
something
becomes
insane.
Something that the stupid preacher tells you about who's totally controlled or something you read about on in the news or TV.
Right.
But this is an interdimensional force that wants to influence us to build something that absorbs us and kills us rather than the divine free will we're given to build something much better that empowers the species. So the species is now making a decision about its entire
from?
Future.
Where are you getting this from?
That's what it is.
But where are you getting it from?
I know. From looking at all the data, researching it, studying it, watching the enemy. That's the big decision that humanity has now got before us. You get someplace finally in deep research
where it's what every culture already said, what everybody already knew, what they're telling you in movies like Prometheus, what the elite admit in the New York Times they believe in. Everything they're doing points towards this, and then you read their own writings. They believe we're this ugly, fallen, ugly species. We're all need to be killed. They're the rich billionaires who are better than us, and they're going to merge with machines and become gods and go to the next level.
Here's what I'm telling you.
The elite literally believe interdimensionally they were given this information and then built it. And here's the thing. They built it. And Google admits, even at data dumps to Wired 2 years ago, that they're building an AI that will end human consciousness, free will, and take over, and the next species will rise out of that. They built it. There's a centralized system of what they're building that isn't naturally occurring.
Who is that?
I mean, if you actually read what all the globalists say, they are getting...
Let's stop right there. There's about 4 minutes left in the clip. It's online. Alex Jones talks about intergalactic, interdimensional war, and it breaks it all down. This is why they hate us. This is why they want to shut us down. This is why they want to end the broadcast. I'm bringing everybody together. That's why they're calling me a racist and a rapist and everything else, is because they're raping your mind.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, all hell is breaking loose. President Trump has come out making pro-gun control statements. And I know what he's doing. He's attempting to neutralize all the hysteria and all the opposition so that he can, quote, propose something reasonable. They'll propose something that's draconian, and then nothing gets done. Just like he did with the whole DREAM Act. He proposed something that was pretty reasonable. Okay, 1.8 million people been here for decades, not criminals. Okay, fast track to citizenship. Everybody else, you're out. He's done everything he said he would do there. But now we learn Trump stuns lawmakers with seeming embrace of comprehensive gun control. And a lot of people are saying they're done with Trump. His base is really upset. They're really upset to the NRA for agreeing to bump stocks. Then it's, oh, up to 21, not able to buy a rifle. And then it's every time there's going to be another shooting, it's always going to happen out of 330 million people. Mass shootings are very, very rare, but the media magnifies them. There's still tragedies. You get put in the position of losing your Second Amendment. Let's call Larry Pratt. Let's get him on today, of Gun Owners of America. Because the NRA the last 5-6 years has been no compromise, and that's been great. But now they're really starting to slide because a Republican is in office. CNN calls it surreal. Trump meeting on guns left Republicans reeling, Democrats optimistic. And there's this video that we've got of the Democratic senators, like Feinstein, smiling when Trump says this. We're going to play that in a moment. Feinstein can't even get the nomination in California. She can't even get the groups to endorse her to run. She's so unpopular. And there's Trump being buddy-buddy with her. I believe this is a tactic. I've seen Trump do it before. But regardless, he can see where the momentum's going if there's more of these shootings. And they believe he'll end up losing the election and will lose 2018. That is not the case. It will cause Republicans to desert the party. It will cause the Democrats to have a huge landslide. Have they gotten to the president? Because let me tell you something. They genuinely hate him. They hate everybody that ever supported him. And he's gotten 60%+ of his agenda through. I agree with the Heritage Foundation in just 14 months, killing TPP, renegotiating NAFTA and GATT, massively controlling the borders, crushing political correctness, trillions in the stock market, hundreds of billions in new jobs, millions of new jobs. I mean, I'm not going to list the whole raft again, but Trump, about 100 and something days in, kind of suddenly veered left for about 2 months, then veered back to nationalist, and so Trump's smart. And so I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt. Thank God it's not Hillary. But we've got to run good people for Congress, run good people for the state houses. We've got to just keep moving forward like Trump's going to turn against us. And we've got to start making preparations for that, obviously. This is a really, really sad situation. Let's go ahead and play Dianne Feinstein, the complete political dead duck. I mean, and by that, a lame duck, you know, is going to be out of office soon. I call a politician that everybody can't stand their own party and is hated by the other party, hated by the people, and who's old and out of touch and bumbling around, a dead duck politically. That's my term I'm coining. And or a dead turkey. Maybe that's a good term. You know, an old rotten turkey. Maybe that's a better term. She's a politically rotten turkey. It's a good term. Turkey's, you know, something that fails, something that isn't good. Rotten turkey's really bad. So Dianne Feinstein is a rotten turkey. Here she is smiling like a you-know-what-eating rat next to Trump.
So if you could add that to this bill, that would be great, Diane. If you could add what you have also, and I think you can, into the bill.
Yeah. So Joe, are you ready?
Can you do that? Joe, can you do that, Pat? Can you add some of the things? You're not going to agree with me.
Yep, you help.
Well, no, I'll help, but can you add what Amy and what Diane have? Can we add them in? And I know you can add what John
has. I have another domestic violence bill that's very narrow, and it's about dating partners, and a number of states have just enacted it.
We're going to get it passed.
Yeah.
We're going to get it passed. If you can add domestic violence paragraphs, pages into this bill, I'm all for it.
And look at the little corrupt Democrats that lust after disarming the American people, having just criminal looks in their eyes. Feinstein could be the Wicked Witch of the East in the famous Yellow Brick Road, Wizard of Oz. In fact, Tim McBreen or whoever's hearing graphics, can we grab this and put her head on the witch riding the bicycle? Or I'll get you, my pretty. If you're not a radio listener, can we blow this up for TV viewers? Can we blow the footage up there to the... Yes, blow that up and just loop that just visually, but also with the cackling. She looks like a demon witch, the archetypal. Yes. Oh, finally. Yeah. Go ahead and roll the audio again, please.
Ready? Can you do that? Joe, can you do that, Pat? Can you add some of the stove, and I think you can, into the bill?
Actually rubbing the hands together. Look. Oh. You ever seen the footage when Hitler and Hermann Goering have taken over Czechoslovakia and then France capitulates and Hitler's in Germany? It's newsreel. He's about to travel by train the next day to Paris. And him and Hermann Goering, the head of the Luftwaffe, big old fat Hermann Goering, are rubbing their hands together greedily. I mean, this is unbelievable. Operation Toto will defeat them. That's what InfoWars is. But this image right here, this may sink Trump, because the left will never vote for him, even if he, you know, became Mao Zedong, is because they're so brainwashed. And so I don't know what planet Trump's on. I don't know if it has to do with the Carter Page thing, because our CIA sources told us last week on air they were really worried about sex ops bringing down the president or compromising him. And they said, that's all we're going to say. That was Pachinik. And of course, his sources are in the Pentagon, the CIA at the highest levels. And they said, man, people may get freaked out real soon. It looks like they may have. All the Stormy Daniels business and all this other stuff. You know, women got King David in trouble. He got himself in trouble. But this is amazing. But, you know, even if you keep your nose clean, it doesn't matter. Because what's happened to us has come along. And I'm just glad the case that they cooked up is so fraudulent, so ridiculous, so over the top. Newsweek says Jones is being investigated for sexual assault. That's right. Sexual assault and racial discrimination. She claims she hugged me once and I touched her side. Not even true. Not even true. And that then turns into sexual assault. And they claim we wear Nazi shoes with swastikas on them. I'm not kidding. Totally false. And then that we have open carry guns everywhere. Now, sometimes we'll show a rifle on air, but you don't do open carry with handguns in Texas. That's illegal. We have concealed carry here. There's no. And Ashley asked for a concealed carry class. We have somebody here that works here, went and gave her a class. We have video of that. So what I'm saying is every piece of what they say, we have the opposite. Except for the one little frame-up part, but then we were able to catch who was behind that as well. I mean, this is amazing what they've stepped into. Oh, over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're now 34 minutes in, or 33 minutes in, to the 34-hour live broadcast that we announced we were going to start doing last week today, on March 1st, 2018. And it's called Operation Paul Revere 2018 to defend our free speech, to defend the Internet and to defend the Second Amendment. And boy, is that not more true now today than ever. Who would have known that this would be the first broadcast day where I'd have a chance to respond to thousands of articles, and it's on national television everywhere, headline, Alex Jones accused of sexual assault. Alex Jones accused of gay grooming. Alex Jones accused of threatening people with firearms. Alex Jones, employees wearing Nazi shoes with swastikas. The most insane media behavior we've ever seen. And then I've got the EEOC twin complaint. They don't tell you the individuals were in a relationship together. And then there's a little thing called evidence. There's none of that. And we can sit there and debunk the entire thing. But our listeners, our supporters don't buy any of it because they know the climate we're in. They see where we are. And it's just like the Prairie Home Companion guy where the woman hugged him and his hand supposedly touched her back. That's what they're calling sex assault. But the difference is I never even, she was always trying to hug me, and I was never letting her do it. You can ask any employees around here. I'm not stupid. And that's why we are getting all the affidavits, and we already have the write-ups and the video and the audio, and we already have everything. We're not stupid. We're not stupid. And so I actually thank God. I'm sad for the crew that got falsely accused and stuff just to add to the script, you know, that they created. But, and I mean, you can see how this was written as a script. Because, see, the media builds on a script. I do some ads with my shirt off. The media makes a big deal about it. I go on the Young Turks with my shirt off as a joke. And then it turns into Jones is around the office stalking everyone with his shirt off. Even though it might be twice a year, you know, that I'm running from a bathroom back to my office to get a shirt or something, and I'm, you know, pulling my shirt on for the show if I'm late. But then that's it. Like, he patted her on the back, and once his shirt was off, and they had firearms, and she was scared of them, and they were all over the place. Meanwhile, I want to go take a concealed carry course, please. Here, Ashley, we'll videotape you at your concealed carry wearing InfoWars shirts. Here, let's put that on screen. We've got all the audio. We've got all the video. We've got everything debunked. It's just then, look at that big smile there in the horrible office with the guns. And the guns are all in instant access pistol safe. People have concealed carries. And we're in Texas. We're not in North Korea. But I'm going to get to that next segment. Let me just do this segment. Look at these headlines. Marie Le Pen, she's set to win the French election in polls, criminally charged for anti-ISIS tweets. She spoke out against ISIS. That's illegal under French law, seriously. And she's been criminally charged. That's at NewsWars.com. That ought to shut her up. China just banned the letter N from the Internet because it was being used in a new combination, Xi Zedong, combining the current dictator with the last dictator, who made himself a dictator of the Communist Party. He's already a dictator of the party, which is a dictatorship. So that's been banned. This is an example of where we are. And then Trump to take the guns first, go through due process second. Boy, what a horrible quote. That's because they didn't go after all the warning signs or follow the law to stop the supposed shooter, Nick Cruz. And so Trump's just kind of brainstorming for hours, and the media is taking that and making it sound like he's going to go for all this. You notice he said, though, you can introduce whatever you want, Dianne Feinstein, into the Republican bill, and we'll see. You may not get what you want. The point is, it'll scotch the whole deal, and Trump will look like he was reasonable when he knows it's unreasonable, and that they just want to incrementally get the guns. And these idiots just want to score political points and don't know he's playing them like a fiddle. Now, that's what my gut tells me he's doing. That's what I've seen him do at least five other cases in the last 14 months. But let me tell you, I don't think you can play games even rhetorically with the Second Amendment like this. So I think this is a big miscalculation by the president, and I don't like it. But we are now 38 minutes into Operation Paul Revere 2018, and I've never gone on air and gone this far, but I'll tell you right now. I'm proud of the fact we're under attack because I know these are bad people. Hillary Clinton can't believe she lost the election, and it's one of her former chief lawyers that is running this whole lawsuit operation. And he even says in the Daily Mail, he makes political comments about how I'm a bad person that lies to my audience, you know, and how I do these bad things. And so this just adds to how bad I am. And then the media never even called to get a quote from me because they're not media, they're fake news. But you will hear the truth. You will know the truth. It's unbelievable. And it's, of course, the law firm is the one for Michael Jackson and all of it that's been hooked into all that Hollywood stuff. It's pretty amazing. Speaking of Hollywood, after hashtag MeToo pepper spray to giveaways in the Oscar goodie bags. Meanwhile, street artist erects three billboards over Hollywood. Oscars for biggest pedophile goes to. Maybe we should show some of those. See, they're using the MeToo as a distraction from the whole pedophile scandal that we told you was going to break about a year ago and has now broke. So here's what's happening. If you support us in this critical fight, we will win. We will take the country back. We'll take the world back. Because they know they can try to kill the president or impeach him or shut him down. But they know there's talk radio. They know there's Drudge Report. They know there's InfoWars. They know that we're the hardcore folks that hit the barbed wire. You hit the barbed wire. We bring up the hard topics. We take the heat. We make it safe for others to say. We change the discussion onto real issues. And they've decided that we were critical in losing Hillary the election. And they have said, InfoWars is the key. They've decided to destroy us. And they've said, if we can bring them down, we'll bring everybody down. Just like they had all the headlines saying, ban Jones off the internet entirely. Don't just ban him off YouTube. Take him off talk radio. Arrest him. He's a liar. He doesn't have his free speech. Then they lie about what I've said. Even if it was true, I have my free speech. You have to adjudicate that in a court, you know, for defamation, not just say I'm banned. So you can pull up the headlines. InfoWars is, you know, one step away from being banned on YouTube. And so we said this the last few days. We said they're getting ready for something big against InfoWars because they're trying to silence us and trying to demonize us. And instead of there being a demonization campaign every month and then every week, it's every day. And now it's every few hours. And really, I really am honored to be at this level of demonization attack. It shows how effective we are. I think about the soldiers that have fought and died to create this country and then to keep this country. I think about the wives and family that lost those men and women. And I think about all my ancestors. A lot of them were hardworking, you know, really good people, always known as being honorable, straight, and strong. Both sides of my family were known for that genetically and culturally. But when it comes to fighting tyrants and dying, but changing history, we're all over it. From 1776 to 1836, right through World War I, World War II, Vietnam, the Cold War, my family's been there. Well, sometimes misguided, but fighting for the Republic, fighting for Western culture, fighting for the Renaissance. And I am very honored. I feel for my family and crew around us. I've warned them about this, that they could be targeted as well to try to bring the place down. If they can't get me to buckle, they're going to come after you. But you're strong. You understand that. So I trust in God. I trust in our audience. And I trust in Providence to carry us through. I am extremely honored to be in this position, and I commit to you that I will be as strong as I can and stay the course, full speed ahead.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. Or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we knew something big was coming, and it's part of the anti-free speech globalist attack on anyone promoting a constitutional republic, anyone promoting a free society. We are now 47 minutes into the 34-hour emergency broadcast with my show, David Knight, Owen Schroyer, and others. We're going to be broadcasting right through live until 6 o'clock tomorrow night on Friday. This is the official launch day. 24 hours a day on Galaxy 16. We're also on one other big satellite and are going to be on another one we'll announce in the next week. But today was the day we officially went 24 hours a day on it. We had this plan for a couple months. And notice this is the day they rolled out with Alex Jones accused of sexual assault, wearing Nazi shoes, and a bunch of other just completely insane stuff. And you actually read the EEOC report. It says a woman hugged me and I patted her side. And then that's sexual assault. And then that didn't even happen. But see, Newsweek and stuff take the EEOC report and then they don't actually quote it. They just make stuff up. It's incredible. I'm going to talk about that some, and I've got some guests coming up. But there's all this other news, and here I am again. I never plug hardly in the first hour. I hardly ever talk about it. That's what the 34-hour broadcast is about, is to deal with all the other lawsuits. And here's the good news. The Democrat-affiliated groups have filed 8 lawsuits on me. Well, this will be 9 in the last 14 months since Trump won. The lawsuit started the week after he won. So I guess it's about 16, 17 months ago. And they're so frivolous, they get thrown out. They're trying to break us. They think we're going to give up. We just lawyered up and negotiated good deals with lawyers and, you know, I mean, have got it covered as long as you financially support us. But I won't have money to fight all this and launch these satellites and have affiliate relations with cable and TV stations that are picking us up like wildfire, because their attempts to shut us down has really woken up station owners and managers and program directors. We're just exploding on television. We are not listing affiliates at this time because the affiliates appreciate that, because then they get targeted and you know, some but what a rasp. But that's way outweighed by all the positive support they get. So we're offering the biggest savings ever at InfoWarsStore.com to make it easy to support the broadcast. We also have a donate button we put on the front page of InfoWarsStore.com. We also have a pop-up that pops up. We don't usually have those on the site. We're going to have a pop-up next few days. Just make a straight-up donation, because when we sell stuff at 50% off, it's really 50% off. We sell it for 80% off, it's a loss leader. Even though a lot of these things have sold out. I mean, I told you Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, at 50% off is going to sell out. It sold out. We're not getting more for 2 months. I'm kind of not good at that sometimes, you know, because I just have to go back to regular price and then kind of have it run out by the time the new stuff gets in. But I want you to see how great it is. So a bunch of those specials ended because they sold out. We've got Operation Paul Revere 2018 special. 30 to 80% off site-wide, plus free shipping. I should have added that yesterday. Plus the free shipping. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Real Red Pill, 50% off. Biome Defense, 50% off. That's an amazing probiotic. True Way, 50% off. Probiotic Fiber, right out of the gates. Best source fiber. Amazing, 50% off. InfoWars Life Select Products, 40% off. Clarence Apparel, 80% off. Aegis Armor Backpack Insert, 20% off. But here's what I'm telling you. They think they can crush your will with bullying. They think they can crush your will by harassing everybody that's libertarian or conservative or Christian. They think they've got our kids in the schools. If you take action and you start a YouTube or a Facebook or your own local radio show or a local newsletter or write articles for the paper or letters to the editor, whatever you little bit you do builds up and will win. When you march, when you demonstrate. I'm going to start demonstrating more because they're trying to shut us off the web. We've got to hit the streets. I'm going to protest Google, you name it, very soon. We'll be announcing that. We've got all our skin in the game because we know we're really up against bad people. And at a spiritual level, at an instinctive level, they know we've got to oppose it. They know I love humanity. That's why they say I'm a racist. They know I love men and women and care about everybody. That's why they say I'm an abuser, because they know it's the opposite. They know you know that, and we knew this was coming, and they want to send a message to you. You stand up, we're going to attack you, we're going to lie about you. Well, you know what? I'm honored to be lied about, and I've warned crew when they get hired this could happen. And I'm proud they went through all our former employees and the current ones, and it took BuzzFeed and others and Daily Mail years to find people that would engage in Judas Iscariot-type activities. Benedict Arnold activities, in my opinion, because we can refute all this, and we have evidence to refute it, and we have employees that have been wrong. Daria doesn't want her last name used because she's one of the only women ever in the most elite units of special operations, because she's a translator and can speak Arabic, Russian, you name it. Her parents come over here, anti-communist. She's been here in the U.S. since she was, what, like 8, 9 years old. And they just call her in this filing a Russian operative, a Russian agent. When And she's not even mad. She says, yeah, they've gone too far. But if it has any repercussions on her and her family, or anything, serious defamation. I mean, you can't call a woman where people like her would talk about it. G.I. Jane's fake. This is real. And you just sit there and you call somebody, talk about discrimination, talk about defamation, talk about, you because of somebody's nationality, you call them an agent of a foreign power when they're a bona fide American patriot and a decorated veteran with over 100 combat jumps, you name it. She doesn't let me talk about it, but I've been told about other people once we hired her with her great resume and all of her backgrounds and, you know, all of her defense language school and all her great record and everything in the military for all those years. And I talked to other people in the military. They're like, yeah, you know who that is? That's one of the only women ever in the most elite units there are. And then you just say in the file, Jones was there meeting with his Russian, what they say, his Russian operative to get orders. I mean, Hillary's lawyer says, oh, this proves how bad Alex Jones is. He even makes a political statement. He brags, I'm Hillary Clinton's former lawyer. And he is. He clerked for her. This is her lawyer, her personal lawyer that handles stuff for her. And she can't believe she lost the election and she's got all hell turned loose to try to do all this. And the guy, it's the law firm of Michael Jackson and all these people. And they just say in there in a federal document as if it's total proof that she is a Russian operative and our Russian controller, basically. I can't even get into it because I've got a list of things I want to go over, and I've got to just do it later in the show because it's all just crazy. So here's the deal. If I don't have to worry about money because I know how to go out and advertise and market and they cut this off, I do this. I mean, I spend a lot of my time putting the operation. I'm not complaining. If you flood us with money, and I mean a crap load, we will not have to sit there and mess with all this stuff, and I can get really aggressive. And I'm talking about legal defense, I'm talking about legal offense, you name it. It's all up to you how hard I strike back. And believe me, I've already pulled the trigger. This is it. This is Skyfall. So everybody wants to make this personal, and everybody, gloves are off. So this is a major miscalculation because... But again, they never get anything real. Don't you know they've been looking around? So they already tried to take my kids. They've already tried to, you know, the government, the media, all these other groups. And now I believe, and I think the evidence is overwhelming, that this is political, and they admit it's political. And it's people believe they can do anything if it's against the opposition. I mean, I don't even go to YouTube and try to get CNN banned for bullying like they do to me. I just don't act like that. I don't operate like that. So InfoWarsStore.com, there's a donate button. And I know there's business owners. I know there's companies. I know there's all the nouveau riche people I know. You know what? I never asked Gary Haven for money. He's been here before and said, you know, I think I'm going to give you $50,000, Alex, to help do whatever project you need. I'm like, you know, Gary, you're doing enough giving it to Haiti and your planes and all the things you do. You just keep that money, Gary, and give it to Haiti. I'm going to call Gary up there and say, Gary, you're a billionaire. I want $1 million. I want $2 million. I want $5 million. I bet he gives it to me. And so I'm telling all the people that tried to give me money over the years, whether it's land, patents, whatever it is, flood us with money, and you've got one guarantee. I will take that, and I will wage war against the globalists, and I will take them on, and I will win. But you know what? We only expanded this operation to try to shut me down 10 years. I've decided we're about to double in size. We're going total rampage mode. InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody buy the products and everybody donate, and we will win. Flood me with greenbacks, the war chest, and I will prosecute this war, and I will win with God's grace.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
The scientists at InfoWars Live.